At Highland, we're all about celebrating little wins and little ways to innovate digital processes. There's no customer pain point too small for us to help with. Maybe that's why more than half of the Fortune 100 looks to Highland to connect their content and data, improve processes, and turn little efficiencies into big wins for their customers and clients. Highland, intelligent content solutions for innovators everywhere at highland.com.
Dave Moore
on Today FM
podcast.
Now, my next guest, I'm so excited to sit down and have a conversation with. She has sold over 16.5 million books. Her series, The Brilliant World of Tom Gates, has been translated into 47 languages. She speaks 46 languages. It's amazing. She's won 25 awards and it's been turned into a Sky Kids TV show, or possibly a film on the way. We'll ask about that. Good morning, Liz Pichon.
Hi.
How are you?
Oh, well, this is thrilling. I'm very excited to be here. Thank you.
I'm very excited to have you here, and I'm going to kick things off with a little bit of a gift. Okay?
Oh, okay. You got a gift. Oh, my goodness. Now I feel bad. No,
you, Tom, and I are all fans of the Tunnocks caramel wafer biscuits. So please.
Oh, thank you.
There's those
for goodness.
You. Now, because what is it about Tom that he loves it? Is it that you love them and you like to project it onto him, or was it something you created for Tom Gates?
Do you know, I just put loads of things that I liked when I was a kid in the books. One of the things I used to do was I used to play the caramel wafer trick.
Okay.
So I can demonstrate.
Yeah.
So basically, you take the wrapper, you can do it with other biscuits are available.
Of course they are, but Tunnocks caramel wafers are top of the tree.
Also, I just like the packaging, so there you go. I've wrapped it up.
Oh, look at you did.
And I have left the empty one. If you tape it down,
it looks exactly like it's full.
So it's something I do in my event as well. So I just threw it in because I like the wrapper, so I thought, oh, that'll be fun, you know.
Yeah.
Tom will like a biscuit. And then when I started doing events, I would do the caramel wafer trick and get the kids to guess which is the empty one.
Of course.
I could spend the entire event literally just doing that. I think
that's
caramel
amazing.
Wafer sales have risen
now,
since I put them in the books.
Emer, the lady sitting beside you, looks after me in ways you wouldn't believe. Right? But recently, she came back from Scotland with a bumper box of the caramel wafers because she knows how much I love them. And then the other day, she found a cream wafer. Have you heard about this?
I have not. No.
So it's a similar scenario as the traditional one, made by Tunnocks.
Okay.
But it's got a kind of a creamy milk chocolate in the middle. So it's slightly less chewy, but a bit more crunchy.
You can still play the trick, though.
You can still play the exact same. The packaging is identical, other than the fact that it says creamy on it.
I actually got to visit the wafer factory when I was
God.
Up in Glasgow. Met Mr. Tunnock, Sir Mr. Tunnock now.
Wow.
Maybe I've got something to do with it. He had no idea that I was putting the caramel wafers in the books. Got a tour of the factory and everything. It was absolutely brilliant. So, yeah.
Right.
They do feature quite a lot.
Rightly so. Well, you can take that packet with you now for the rest of your day
you.
And keep your energy up. Right now, we are both looking at our own copies of Tom Gates' book of everything filled with hopes, dreams and snacks,
Liz.
Absolutely. What number book is this?
That's 22.
See, this is the thing. I was looking at the production dates of the books, the release dates of the books. There were some years where there was 3 books in 1 year, Liz.
I know.
Do you not need time to sleep, breathe,
do
any other things?
I do. I think, do you know what? When you've got a book, you know, I was so excited to actually be able to get a book in the first place. And this was my first book for older children.
Yeah.
You don't know when anything's going to end.
No.
And I think, you know, being a freelancer as well, you have that thing where you just go, I'm just going to take every opportunity and write.
Do every bit of work there is.
And I didn't know. You know, I mean, when you're doing book one, I was just excited to have book one out. And then I did book two and book three. And then I just kept going.
Well, we're so glad you did, because I think the genius of this, and I think anyone with kids will understand this, there are beautiful picture books for children up to a certain age. And then the next thing that happens is it's a book. And it's a book, the same book that we read. Okay, it's maybe content-wise, it's written for young adults or whatever. But there was nothing I really felt that kind of transferred the kids from that style of book, the picture book, the kids' skinny, you know, beautifully illustrated book, to these more traditional shaped books. And then Tom Gates came along and all of my kids absolutely love them. So I have a 14-year-old, an 11-year-old, 2 boys, and then twin 9-year-old girls.
Oh my goodness.
And the girls are currently in their Tom Gates thing. And the two of them are really arty. So, like, they just love the fact that the book is so interactive. I was showing Liz there during the song that in one of the opening pages of the book, she has the word Tom written in a page with loads of lines drawn out of it. kind of looks like, you know, it's kind of vibrating. And then the instruction on the next page is write your name and draw lovely lines all around it. And I did it yesterday, Liz.
I'm so impressed.
It's good, isn't it?
It's amazing. Do you know, this is exactly what I wanted with this particular book, because it is slightly different from the others. It's called The Book of Everything because it has everything in it. And I wanted kids, it's more than a journal, but they can actually treat it like a journal. So I say in this book, you know, fill it up, get your friends to sign their names.
Totally.
And just stick your favourite sweet wrappers in it. Stick your favourite things that you collect. Write your own stories. Draw your own pictures. It's literally a book for you to make your own. So the fact that you've started doing it, that's exactly what I want the children to do.
Yes. You notice you said you want the children to do it, but here is the man who is supposed to be getting his children to do it. But I've taken this book and I've said, this is my window. The next page actually is Tom's top five jokes.
Okay.
And then, because you don't know this, but I'm well known in Ireland for telling bad jokes all the time. And so I've written my own top five jokes.
Brilliant.
So do you want to give me one of Tom's first there and we see, have a joke off and see which one is the best?
This is a character from the book. So what did caretaker Stan say when he jumped out of the stock room?
I don't know.
Supplies.
Okay. One of my favourite ones is, what's the opposite of irony? Wrinkly.
That's one of yours, is it?
Yes.
That could be a Tom Gates joke, definitely.
Another one. I'll give you one more before we go, because I think these are good, right? I once took part in the Kleptomaniac World Championships. I took gold, silver and bronze.
That's excellent.
No, they're so stupid.
You've got a space there to write your own jokes.
No, it's true. And then all through the book, there are stories in there.
Yes.
But there's also so much in the way of activity and so many things you can do. And like... You've one there where you have a triangle and you just say, draw what's holding up the triangle.
Exactly. I want kids to be able to use their imagination. So this is the perfect book to be able to take away with you. And, you know, if you can read the stories and then you can use your imagination and fill it up any way you want to. If you've got pages there, draw your teachers.
I noticed a lot of your pages are filled in. Your particular personal copy?
Yes, this is my copy. And if I get time, my intention is to fill the whole thing up and then give it away as a prize.
Oh, that's very good.
So I've got another page here. I've just fallen open. It says, what's the sound underground? So Tom's like on the surface
listening.
And of course, I've stuck a picture of Girls Aloud underneath.
Sound
of the underground. Exactly.
Literally played here Friday and Saturday night. So
there's all kinds of things in there. You know, there's things for summer. You can draw on a T-shirt. You can, you know, extreme close-up of draw something else.
Yes.
So that's what I want to.
Reflection
do,
in Delia's glasses is the thing to
reflection
draw as well.
Reflection in Delia. And things like make your own lollies. There's creative things to do. So I'm hoping that kids are going to really enjoy immersing themselves.
I guarantee it. Tom Gates' Book of Everything is out now.
It's out now.
Liz, a couple of things. Margaret and Leitrim wants you to know the caramel wafers are great.
Thanks.
But caramel logs are the best. I don't know what they are, I'll be honest with you.
They don't sound
something
nice.
They don't.
I'm sure they're delicious.
Possibly
so.
And then Donegal, there's a lovely text in. It says, my daughter absolutely loves Liz's books. And she wrote a letter from school. And I messaged Liz on Instagram. And Liz sent the most beautifully written note. We really appreciate it. So can you please give a shout out to Hayley Callahan in Stramore School in Donegal?
Oh, Hayley, thank you so much. I'm so glad you said that and didn't say, and she didn't reply.
Yes, she never wrote back. Time you wrote back is paid up. No, Liz, I'm sure you do often.
I absolutely love. I was just saying in the break there that when I go and do events, it's one of the absolute pleasures is actually seeing all the creative projects that the children do, seeing their drawings. And they always turn up with, you know, T-shirts that they've drawn on. And, you know, I just absolutely love that. So,
well, let's talk about the one in Ireland, because tomorrow at 2 o'clock in Merrion Square Park in Dublin, which is such a gorgeous place to do anything like this, you're part of the Book of Everything tour. Will be putting on an event for kids in the park.
It's part of the Irish Literacy Festival, which is fantastic. And yeah, I've been invited. It's the first time I've ever actually done like a big festival over in Dublin. I've done book events.
Yeah.
So we're going to have so much fun. Turn up. There's still some tickets available.
Oh, there are. Oh, fantastic.
Get yourself down there. Bring a pencil and paper. We're going to be doing the caramel wafer tricks.
Okay.
Talking about the books, doing lots of drawing and doodling and having lots of fun. And I'll be reading a bit from the book, telling you about my new book, which is out in October. So
hang on. New book, new Tom Gates or new something
Tom Gates.
Else?
This one's like an activity book.
Okay.
Next one's a novel.
Book, novel.
Plenty there for everyone to get involved with. So yeah, it's honestly the festivals, when the kids turn up, it's literally my absolute favourite thing.
Yeah.
I love meeting the children and the parents. And
yeah, what's that connection like? Because look, often I might meet someone who listens to the radio show, and we have such a lovely evening. Yesterday, a fella just beeped out of his van and said, "Love the show, Dave." You know, but like, it's such a great interaction to get people that say that. But when you're meeting a kid who maybe has found, I don't know, a voice or found an outlet for their creativity, yeah, or like, you know, struggles with other parts of their academia or whatever, but this stuff, yes, that they get to be creative about, they must be amazing to meet those kids.
It's really great. And I think a lot of parents that worry whether their children haven't got into books, they're so grateful that they find something that they enjoy. Mm-hmm. And I always say to everyone, like, you know, the most important thing is that children are reading something for pleasure.
Yes.
Kids that read for pleasure do well in every other aspect of their life. It's literally, they've done studies. National Literacy Trust has done studies to prove that actually if you get children reading for pleasure, they carry that on forever and they do really well and they love it.
You're so right though, because we do have, I suppose, if you think back to your own childhood, there are books you had to read in school.
Yeah.
You know, and maybe you don't think of those things, you know, in such a pleasant way, because you were made to read them, but also then dissect them and interpret them and answer comprehension questions, whatever. Whereas if you read something just because you want to be entertained inside your own mind, it's completely different.
You know, there's room for everything.
Yeah.
There's room for all different types of books. I was a massive fan of comics when I was younger. I meet so many authors and illustrators and creative people in all areas of creative industries that loved comics.
Yeah.
Because it's a different way to tell stories. And I know there's this sort of, you know, slight bias against it. Oh, books with pictures aren't proper literature.
That's nonsense.
Not true.
No, it's not.
Good illustrations really make you work on lots of different levels, because the pictures are telling you stories. And that's something I like to do in my books. I use the fonts. I use the page turning moments. I try and make them funny. Every single aspect of how you put a book together, I'm trying to work my hardest,
yeah,
to help tell the stories. And I think that's one of the reasons, because I'm dyslexic, I use pictures to help to tell the stories. And so kids that don't think they're reading very much, normally a Tom Gates book will have about 19,000 words in.
Wow.
So they're reading a lot.
That's a proper book, yeah.
And they're using their imagination and they're really getting involved. And you mentioned about how the books are in lots of different countries.
Mm.
I don't tell big adventure stories.
No.
I'm talking about things that are very relatable.
Mm.
So kids really relate to the characters. They understand, you know, about the family life and about their pets. And I'm writing about the small details, humorous details of life that I think really children can relate to, and parents.
Do you have to localise the caramel wafer bars to whatever the Japanese version is? That's my question.
Do you know, it's really funny because I think every country has their equivalent.
They
and
do.
I've done tours, like I did one in Spain where they actually found a similar version. And we used the Spanish version of the caramel wafer.
Amazing. Right, brilliant. Right, let's go, first of all, before we go to the quick fire round, which we must do, there is a voice note that's come in on 087-4100-102, and it is from Liam, and Liam says...
Hello, Liz, my name is Liam. I can't wait to get the new book. It sounds amazing.
There you go, there's another fan. Good man, Liam.
Oh, it's so good. Well, I can't wait. Honestly, some children have been filling up the books and sending me pictures, or their parents or adults have been sending me pictures, and I just love it. And honestly, most of the kids do so brilliant doodles. They do,
yeah.
Their creative skills are amazing. And I just feel like I'm there just encouraging them and just saying, there's no wrong way to doodle. Don't worry about making a mistake.
Just do it.
Just do it, yeah. You know? I draw in the books, I draw on my nails, I draw on my earrings. Everything.
Yeah, your nails are gorgeous. Your blouse is the colourfulest thing I've seen.
Like
your bangles, look at those earrings.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
And everyone will be able to see my fancy trainers tomorrow.
Oh, I love a pair of fancy trainers. We must talk after this. But come here, quick fire round, and do this with all my guests.
Okay.
What are you currently obsessed with, Liz?
Well, right now I'm looking at those caramel wafers.
That's absolutely true. Completely understandable. And by the way, somebody says that the caramel logs that we heard about,
yes,
Marie says, they are made by Tunnocks.
Oh, yes.
So we need to hunt them down and see what they're
like.
Okay. Who is the most famous person in your phone?
Oh, in my phone? Ooh. Oh, no, now you've got me thinking.
Yeah.
In my phone. Well, do you know what? Not necessarily in my phone, but I did sit next to Julia Donaldson of Gruffalo.
Did you?
Yeah, on the way. We were going to Bologna Book Festival.
Yeah.
So I sat next to her and I gave up my window seat just for her.
Very nice. That's excellent. Oh, I love Julia's stuff as well, in fairness, yeah. Think about back to when you were in school.
Yes.
About 8 years old, when you were in school, did you bring a lunchbox to school? Or did you have lunches?
We had school lunches.
Okay, so what kind of food did you get in school lunch?
Oh, well, I was a child of the 70s, so
right.
I had to suffer spam fritters. they still give you. I can still remember their idea of a salad. I think it scarred me for life. You know,
what was it?
Well, you just remember a salad. There was always like half a boiled egg next to beetroot, so it used to make it go pink.
Yes.
You know, and the smell of school dinners. Some dinners were absolutely delicious. I always liked the roast dinner.
Right.
Fish and chip Friday, obviously.
Very good.
But some school dinners, like the mince, you know, the ground mince.
Oh, yeah, ground mince with no flavour, just some kind of
like,
a non-sauce.
Yeah, the spurious mince that you just go like, what is it?
Yeah.
And the ice cream scoop.
Yeah.
Potato with lumps in.
Well, I remember. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So those still, are my memories.
Well, I'm a child of the 70s. I remember my mother making me that. It wasn't the school lunches. The final question that I like to ask all of my guests, and forgive me because it is a little bit odd, but the reason I ask it is because I don't.
Oh.
So, Liz Pichon, do you wash your legs in the shower?
Yes.
The disdain in your yes for me.
Yeah.
No, I don't.
Well, they must get a bit of water on them.
They are in the shower and they get, gravity takes care of them, but yeah. I don't actively scrub them is my point.
Well, how hairy are your legs?
Not that hairy. I'm fine, honestly. It's like, I wear shorts all the time. I'm not today, but I wear shorts. You know, people don't complain of a smell.
Okay.
And I would tell you, it's about 60-40. The people I ask, yeah. Gosh. 60% do.
Okay.
No. 40% don't.
No, just definitely.
Yeah, okay. I have to ask everybody, Liz. Come here. The book is out now. It is Tom Gates' Book of Everything, and Liz will be in Merrion Square tomorrow at 2 p.m. in Dublin for an amazing live event, which is all part of the International Literature Festival in Dublin. Liz, thank you so much for coming in.
Oh, gosh, thank you. It's been such a pleasure. Thank you so much.
You're so welcome, and hopefully we'll see you again soon.
Yes.
Dave Moore
on Today FM
Podcast.
What does innovation sound like? It sounds like the luxury of being in the moment with your customer, client, or patient. It sounds like having the right information right when you need it. It sounds like being at your best for your customers and your business. Thanks to Hyland's intelligent content solutions that improve digital processes, innovators everywhere are able to do their thing better, whatever that thing is. Now, who doesn't like the sound of that? Hyland, for innovators everywhere, visit hyland.com.